It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, Lehman Wall, Association Manager, Working Ranch Cowboys Association. This is interesting. Make sure you hang around for it. First off, Colin Woodall is CEO, National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
You know, so we're in the middle of a beef renaissance, and it goes back to the pandemic. And we can talk about all the negative aspects of the pandemic, but Americans found themselves with refrigerators and freezers full of beef, and they found the need to sit down and figure out how to cook a meal. In a lot of cases, that was with a family that probably hadn't sat down together for a meal in days, weeks, months, maybe even years, and they had to. And so what we had to do as a contractor, the National Beef Checkoff, was to make sure that we had the resources available for them to ensure that that eating experience was a good one. Because we all know if you have a bad eating experience, you're probably not going to go back.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Lehman Wall. Lehman is Association Manager for the Working Ranch Cowboys Association in Amarillo. Lehman, great to see you.
Yes, sir. Great to be seen, huh?
Well, let's start with this. First off, before we get to the WRCA and who the WRCA is, why you exist, some of the things that you do, let's get a little background about you. Tell us about you and your pathway to joining the association.
Well, it's not many times I get to start talking about myself. That's a little scary, but my path, I grew up in a little small ranching community in North Texas called Kroll, Texas. Both sets of my grandparents, they farmed, raised cattle, raised horses, and that kind of passed on through parents to all of us kids. You know, you grow up in that small ag community. It's just part of who you are and where life takes you. You know, hopefully you stay in that agricultural channel, and that's what happened to me. I went to school at Texas A&M. Animal science degree, master's, and did that work, and then had an opportunity to go into academia. Actually did some teaching at Louisiana Tech University. And as they say, life kind of plays off a lot of who you know and the experiences that you've had. And I had an opportunity. A friend of mine was working for the American Quarter Horse Association and reached out, said, you know, maybe move back to Texas and get to work for AQHA. I said, sign me up. That's part of my life and my family. And so I spent 19 years at AQHA and had a relationship with the Working Ranch Cowboys Association through the work I did at AQHA. And then that led to an opportunity at the end of 2016 to come to work for the organization I'm at now and have been here ever since. So, you know, it's a great opportunity. You have a mission you can get behind, a purpose that's real. And that's what drew me here. It's a great organization, and we have a great audience that we serve.
Working Ranch Cowboys Association, WRCA. What do you do?
There's two parts to that. And we're going to talk first about WRCA, the association side. Then we'll move over and talk about our other organization, our 501c3, which is our foundation. Ultimately, 1995, a group of individuals had a like-minded concept that there needed to be an organization that represented the working ranch cowboy. And that started just as a thought and a dream, and then ultimately led to a group of those people coming to Amarillo, sitting down in a room and saying, what opportunities exist? What's needed? What is this all about? And they formed the WRCA at that time. And had a vision that they wanted to support the cowboy community in a variety of ways. Number one, what could they do to support their families? And so they had a vision for giving money back to that community. Then you have to raise funds. So how do you go about getting the money that you need? And that's where Ranch Rodeo was born. That's the outward vehicle that we have to create awareness and interest. So the association side, our mission is basically to try to preserve and protect the cowboy way of life. We do that mostly through putting on the World Championship Ranch Rodeo each year as a way to kind of showcase what that life is all about. And then we are raising funds through that event and also through other activities and other fundraising efforts to have a pile of money that whenever someone in that ranching community is in a time of need, that could be they have a child that needs to go to college. So we've got a scholarship program. And then there's hardships of life, right? There's accidents that happen that prohibits cowboy from doing their job. And maybe that is a wife or a daughter that's going through some type of medical situation. It could be a son that is dealing with some type of accident that occurred. Maybe that cowboy themselves, they get injured. You know, the way of life is a little rough at times. That's just the way it is. Injuries happen, and those guys need to help back in the saddle. And so we have a crisis fund that's there at any time that's needed to support those guys through that hardship. And so all of our funds that we raise, ultimately in the end, it's meant to turn around and go right back out the door in the moments of a helping hand.
We're talking with Lehman Wall with the Working Ranch Cowboys Association. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Special guest, Lehman Wall, Association Manager, Working Ranch Cowboys Association. Tell us about the rodeo.
Yeah, well, let's start and compare. Rodeo's not new. It's been around, you know, National Finals, PRCA and all that, and a very high-end sport that are basically professional athletes. And that's the difference that we see in what WRCA is about. We have events that are more catered to the ranching environment day to day. The people that compete with us are not professional athletes. They are real working ranch cowboys that get up every day and help feed the world through raising cattle. And whenever you come to Amarillo and you come to the World Championship, we put an environment together that's really kind of focused on what the ranching community is all about. Family, faith, and really taking care of your business the right way. So we're going to compete in five events, and those events have some semblance of what might happen on the ranch every day in doctoring cattle or penning or moving cattle from place to place. Maybe getting on a ranch bronc every once in a while, a little surly in the morning, and might try you out. So we're going to buck some broncs at our event as well. And then I tell you the one thing that our guys would say, we don't do this on the ranch, so would you please stop making us doing it at a competition? But it's called wild cow milking. So everybody needs the NASCAR, you know, accident to occur, right? You're looking for that wild moment. And that's one of those real fan friendly activities. It may not be real cowboy friendly, if you get my drift, but that's what we're about. Is every year in November, we're going to convene in Amarillo, Texas, and bring in, you know, about 30,000 of our closest friends and put on this great activity here. We always say it's not just a rodeo. There's more to this thing. If you guys have never been or have never been able to be a part of this event, we have over 100,000 square feet of vendor shopping space. So this is real cowboy gear. It's oriented around that lifestyle. And you come here and you shop. We have something for the entire family. There's things that happen for the kids. Even the ladies come and shop. There's a lot of boutiques, a lot of jewelry, handmade jewelry, furniture. If you can dream it, we have it available, and it usually stems directly from a ranch maker or cowboy maker themselves. And that whole environment is what makes this special. It's really a reunion of sorts for the ranching community.
You've got to qualify somewhere. Tell us how those feeder rodeos help you out.
It all stems from a local community or somebody that has an interest in being a part of WRCA. They will raise their hand and say, hey, we would like to host a sanctioned rodeo. And so we work with those people to really pinpoint parts around the country that make sense. Obviously, Texas and Oklahoma, you know, the ranching communities, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona. You'll dip your toe sometimes over into Wyoming and some of those areas. But you first, in order to have a ranch rodeo, you have to have a ranch, right? There has to be. So back to the real working ranch cowboy deal. The ranches that compete with us, they have to meet cattle requirements. They have to run so many head to be eligible. And then you can compete for that ranch as an owner, as a full-time employee or a day worker of that operation. And that's what makes it kind of be real ranching oriented from that team aspect. But there's going to be this year, we've got 23 sanctioned rodeos. So there's going to be 23 teams that will win one of those events and they will earn a right and earn a bid to come to Amarillo and compete for that world championship title. And then a really cool thing that we've done in recent years, we started a youth division. So kids that are 16 and under, they can compete similarly. They've got qualifier events that they will go to. They win one of those, they get a chance to come and compete in the big arena where the adults do their skills. So Saturday afternoon, we give you a fifth performance at our rodeo that's completely youth-oriented, that next generation of ranchers. And I'm going to tell you what, we're slowly becoming known to be that event's probably the hottest ticket in town, if you want to be truthful.
We're talking with Lehman Wall Association Manager, Working Ranch Cowboys Association. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is Lehman Wall, Association Manager, Working Ranch Cowboys Association. All right, we've talked about a lot, but if we want to find out more, can we find you online?
Of course you can. You know, these days that's the way of the world. You can always call us here at our office if you would want to learn more. But I'd say the easiest thing to do, go search us out at WRCA.org. That's our website. We're very active on all the social media channels. Look us up and you can follow through what we do all year long. And, you know, our event will be November 13th through the 16th. In 2025, but our tickets for this rodeo go on sale June 1st. I'll give you a little secret. Last year, Saturday's performance sold out in under 2 hours, and the Friday night's performance sold out in just under 48 hours. It's a highly sought after. We're very fortunate. It's a very popular activity that people like to come to, but Thursday and Sunday are also opportunities to come. There's four world championship performances, and then that youth performance will be on Saturday. But it's a great opportunity to come to town and just take part in being around people that share your same values. We've got little kids running around with their kid ropes. You might get thrown a heel shot even when you don't want it. It's coming. But it's a really great opportunity just to really celebrate what the ranching community is all about.
Again, you can learn more online, WRCA.com. org. Lehman Wall is Association Manager for the Working Ranch Cowboys Association and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
I think beef has taken a bad rap in years before, but I will tell you this one thing is the checkoff dollar that you pay is going to work to educate people.
Amy Kirkland is a feed yard mom from Vega, Texas.
One thing that is like one of my very favorite things is that they're sending reps into these doctor's offices to change that narrative of beef and that it is healthy and it deserves a place on our plates. On the flip side of that, I think some of the negative messages about beef is it allows us to dispel some of the myths about beef. And I think that's where we have to, you know, tell our story so that we can dispel those myths and to get the truth out there. Because Robbie always says that if we're not telling our story, somebody else is, and they're going to be a lot louder than we are.